Hey, everyone listening to the podcast. This is Ari Melber. Hope you're doing great. We have a special extra here for you this weekend, and it's something that may have gotten lost for some people in a week where a lot happened, from Paul Manafort getting busted to this national emergency. But did you know that the Supreme Court is now one vote away from effectively ruling to eliminate access to abortion in areas where an entire state could have just one doctor or less? It's super important. That one vote right now is actually a Republican appointee, Chief Justice John Roberts. And in the piece that I am sharing now, which I hope you'll listen to, we discuss why that relates not only to Donald Trump, but to so-called Republican moderates. I zero in on Susan Collins, her record, and why she seems to be basically breaking her own pledges. Take a listen. For our special report tonight, let's begin with an important fact. There's no part of American government where Donald Trump is having a longer-term impact than on the courts, which decide the limits on your right to speak, bear arms, or make personal decisions about your body, as so many activists emphasized during the Women's March. But unlike the things that Donald Trump can do all by himself, like the travel ban or like his response to Charlottesville, Trump cannot reshape the courts alone. He needs the Senate's approval. And so in our politics right now, to ignore that fact or to move on to the next Trump scandal and lose track of how many senators are actually helping him would be a mistake with real consequences, especially at a time like this, as the Supreme Court is shifting further right on choice and abortion right before our eyes. So consider the fact about one of Trump's key allies for his Supreme Court picks, Republican Senator Susan Collins, who has long claimed to be a pro-choice moderate, which is also good politics for her in a state where a huge majority, 64%, believe abortion should be legal. From Collins' very first Senate run, she's declared herself pro-choice, a supporter of Roe v. Wade, and she's argued that is a contrast against her opponents.
I am pro-choice. Unlike Joe Brennan, I've always been pro-choice.
Do you agree with the woman's right to choose as outlined by Roe versus Wade?
Yes.
Susan Collins.
Yes. I believe very much that Roe v. Wade is settled law.
I'm very proud of my strong pro-choice record. I've been endorsed by Planned Parenthood.
That was then. But that record is now the problem. If there's one thing that pro-choice and pro-life advocates agree on, it's that this all comes down to the Supreme Court, which has the final say on whether, first, there's a right to abortion, and second, whether women have access to doctors who perform them. Take either of those away, the right in Roe v. Wade or the doctors in any given state, and, well, then that choice is practically gone. That's why pro-choice protesters were gathering there, you remember, at Collins' office last fall, urging her to live up to her own pledges about this issue and oppose Brett Kavanaugh, who was widely expected to be a vote against abortion and abortion access at the time. Now, in a sign that Collins didn't want to be seen as any kind of automatic yes for him, and that she wanted to telegraph some kind of uncertainty about Kavanaugh, Senator Collins made a point of joining a handful of other senators who said they were undecided swing votes about confirming Kavanaugh. They remained undecided during Kavanaugh's tense and at times angry testimony on everything from these abortion precedents to the misconduct allegations he faced from Dr. Christine Blasey Ford.
This is a circus. The consequences will extend long past my nomination. Revenge on behalf of the Clintons, but your coordinated and well-funded effort to destroy my good name and destroy my family will not drive me out.
You're asking about, blackout. I don't know. Have you?
After all that and those hearings, Collins continued, remember, to delay her decision on Kavanaugh. This was longer than virtually every other senator, slowly building suspense for a big Senate floor speech where Collins again cast herself as a defender of abortion rights. She solemnly told the other senators about how Kavanaugh knew Roe v. Wade was a key precedent, and how he knew the court later affirmed it in a related Planned Parenthood case. Of course, the judge knew about those famous cases. The question is whether he would narrow them like his backers expected.
He noted repeatedly that Roe had been upheld, describing it as precedent. Would it be sufficient To overturn a long-established precedent, he emphatically said, no, I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
Collins' vote helped ensure that Trump could put Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court, while also claiming, as you just saw, she claimed his words assured her that these abortion precedents were safe and wouldn't change. Was she right? When will we know? Why am I talking to you about this right now, this important issue? Well, when will we know? It didn't take long. This is in the news right now because Justice Kavanaugh just voted to back a very restrictive state law to eliminate access to abortion for most people who live in Louisiana, making abortion unavailable everywhere there but a single clinic, according to abortion rights experts and advocates in the state. This was considered a very significant case.
The Supreme Court has weighed in on its most significant abortion case since conservative Brett Kavanaugh joined the court.
This is one of the concerns about him for liberals with Kavanaugh on the court.
The dissenting opinion came from Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh taking a position in the minority against the current precedent protecting choice. And this is something he's doing as soon as he joined the court. Note, that's what his conservative backers expected. And note, that's what his liberal critics expected. So it appears one of the only policy experts in the country who would claim to be surprised by this ruling to restrict choice would be Susan Collins. Now, if Kavanaugh had his way, that controversial ruling that I just described, drastically restricting choice, that would be law today. And if that approach worked in that state, it'd be open season in many other conservative states. The only reason this is so important, the only reason this is not law, is that other justices, including a different Republican appointee, John Roberts, voted the other way. Roberts siding with several Democratic-appointed justices to block this law under, you see where we're going, under the Roe precedent that Collins has discussed so much. Now let's look at the justices who voted with Kavanaugh. This is so important. Four of them there. So they're now one vote shy of a majority to do this kind of thing to restrict drastically choice and abortion doctors in the United States. Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch with Kavanaugh on restrictions. Note that Senator Collins has some experience with a pattern here. We're going to show it to you because she backed Trump and voted to confirm Gorsuch as well as Kavanaugh, just like she voted to confirm Alito. As for Thomas, the fourth vote, well, she wasn't even in office yet. Now, there are potential legitimate arguments for that kind of voting record. For pro-life candidates, their answer is, yeah, these are the pro-life judges they want. And for some traditionalists, to be fair, the answer is, yeah, but the Senate vets judges and shouldn't try to pre-engineer their future votes on the court. That's a different defense. Senator Collins claims neither of those defenses. She still claims, even now, that she's doing her part to keep the court pro-choice against all this evidence. And responding to Kavanaugh's new opinion, she cites this as a, quote, very careful dissent as proof the idea he would still repeal Roe is, quote, absurd. Is it? Now, we asked Senator Collins' office whether, point blank, she views Kavanaugh's ruling as a limitation on abortion access, which it is, and a narrowing of Roe's protection or not. She did not reply to those questions today. But if last fall anyone was unclear how then Judge Kavanaugh would approach abortion laws on the Supreme Court, the answer is now clear. Facts matter. Now, our report tonight does not in any way pretend to address all the strongly held personal, moral, and religious beliefs on abortion in the Senate or across our nation. But it does reveal that in this important debate, full of people in power and out of power, standing up for their views, taking risks for their views, fighting for years for their views, Senator Susan Collins' record reveals herself to be on an unusual island where her stated views are openly, blatantly, repeatedly contradicted by her record.
Candidate for this important position who would overturn Roe v. Wade would not be acceptable to me.
I've always been pro-choice and I always will be.
Hey, I'm Ari Melber from MSNBC. You can see more of our videos right here, or better yet, subscribe to our YouTube channel below. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. We appreciate